what's, you know, when you come back after a year and all five guys are back in the same position, it doesn't happen all that often, does it?
Not today's NFL, no, yeah. Does it?
What kind of either comfort or advantage do you find out here?
Yeah, the guys there that are there right now have logged some minutes, practices, and games together, and there's just a confidence there. There's a consistency, a trust there that it takes a while to build, and that we're fortunate to kind of be ahead of the curve when it comes to that.
You feel it ahead of the curve? You feel it when you're not looking around?
Definitely.
Who's there's, my left, who's my right, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's tangible for sure.
Yeah. Are you a guy who follows the offseason very closely? Who are they bringing in? Who are they drafting? Who are they taking? Who's, you know, in my gut spot, that kind of thing?
No. You know, maybe if we get a weapon or two on offense, I'll be, oh, that's cool. Like, you know, but it's kind of business as usual. You know, there's transactions going on left and right. And maybe if I have a friend who's kind of, you know, around the league, and just kind of follow them, but nothing, not watch too close. I'm trying to get my mind away from.
But what about when they bring in a guard or a tackle and, you know, draft a guy?
You know, you find out when you get here and you just kind of, you know, go from there. I've been in situations where they've brought guys in quick. Brought guys in at the end, drafted guys early, drafted guys late. It's just, there's always something. So you just kind of wait till you get here, and then you go from there.
What did you think when you let Justin Pugh coming out last week and giving a staunch defense of you and John? Does that mean anything to you when a guy like that comes out and, you know, defends you guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's who Justin is. He's a little guy and a friend. I would call him a friend, and you know, it's been fun here playing with him, and he sees day in and day out the kind of work we put in and what we go through, and offensive line, usually we have to be our own best advocates, because it's usually that from the outside, at least, there's usually not a whole lot. A lot of people that are going to stand up for us if we don't do it ourselves, so it's much appreciated, and you know, it goes around to the entire line group. You know, we work our butts off, we play hard, and it means a lot.
Does it bother you that there's a negative connotation about you out there?
No. I'm going in my seventh year, you know, so you know, I feel like I have been fooling someone pretty well. If I've been there for 7 years and in the league 7 years, and I still can't play. So, you know, I self-assess harder than anyone can ever criticize me, so whatever has been said or is being said about me, I've thought about it or, you know, critiqued it harder than they ever could have, and I take that in the off season, and I take that into my improvements, my work ethic going into the season. So there's nothing that really throws me off or blows me away anymore, especially after this many years kind of saying things. So.
Having had the opportunity to work a little with Coach Solari, what do you like about him? What has he done for this group and for you in particular that you feel has been a game changer?
He's been excellent. Just great energy. He's a teacher first, very detail oriented. Just a great balance. You know, he definitely knows that he knows when to pat you on the back and be like, hey, that was like. I want to make sure you recognize that was genuinely good, and that's what I want to see more of you. And then times when he's like, hey, I need you to pick it up, and you can do this a little differently. And then he'll give you evidence. He'll show you on film. He'll give you an example, and that's appreciated as a vet. You know, I don't have everything figured out. I'm always trying to learn, trying to get better, and my ears open, my mind's open. So I'm very receptive and appreciative of what he's brought so far.
I know it's only the OTAs, but have you had any chance to go against JPP in these little workouts, and have you seen any difference in him?
Yeah, we've gone against each other almost every day, and he has, you know, he's bulked back up, and you can see he's getting more accustomed to using his hand in the state that it's in. Still quick, still long-limbed, just still a very instinctive defensive end, and he's making me better. I hope I'm making him better. We're being allowed to pass rush a little bit, you know, within reason, within the rules, and that's making us better. And you can only see that improving as we go into camp.
just going back to what something you said earlier about continuity, last year, your first year here, your first year with working next to John and Jeff, now that you're in the second year, is there less, worrying is the right word, but less of a concern that, okay, I know what the guy next to me is doing and I can focus more on what I'm doing? Or
I think naturally, yeah, when you have a couple of guys who kind of in and out, each guy has different mannerisms, different ways they're in the stance and the way we combination block, and that's just, I don't mind it. It made me kind of adjust to each guy and playing next to him, but it definitely, I think obviously would help having the same person next to you, getting used to them, just being able to do things with less and less talking. You'd be able to kind of reach those minds, so to speak, so, yeah.
Marshall, you talked about the trust that you guys have built on the field, and you were asked then about Justin's comments last week. Does that translate onto the field at all? Does that help camaraderie, or is that just something that we on the outside sort of?
I can't speak for any other position group, but for offensive line, 100%. We're the one group that we need five guys on the same page. You need five guys kind of fighting for each other, covering each other. I don't think that it applies anywhere more than it does in the offensive line. So, yes, absolutely.
What do you see or expect to see from Eric Flowers going into the second year?
Vast improvement. And hopefully, he starts off healthy and stays healthy throughout the year. And just a better mindset. As a rookie, it's a long year for you. There's a lot coming at you. A lot of people, trying to not fix you, but, tune your technique, tune your play, and getting accustomed to that, knowing what to expect coming in this year, and I expect them to make a very, very big leap.
Marshall, did you do anything different in the off season to train? I know guys like to reinvent themselves. I know John joined Weston down in O-line performance. Did you do anything different this year to get ready?
Yeah, nothing too dramatic, but just did a lot more resistance, sled work, Ironman type things, just to get my body ready for that kind of load throughout the season. I don't need to be running 200-yard sprints or anything like that, or doing hurdle work or a limited amount of ladder drills. That's just, we do things that make sense that translate to what I do on Sundays. That's the bottom line. I'm not out here doing CrossFit or anything like that. It's efficiency. It's about doing what makes sense.
Yeah. You said you're pretty self-critical of yourself. When you look back at it, last year you got a lot of playing time to right tackle, obviously. What did you see? The good, bad, and the ugly. What did you see from yourself?
Well, good. I think me in particular, I fought. There were, situations where I could have easily, made a couple moments that weren't my best moments and turned into bad moments, or worse moments. And I fought really hard, and I think I brought a bit of leadership to the group and just trying to take what I knew from the offense and take what I knew from my years of football and help the other guys out and help us win. Bad, plenty of, technical issues. It's really what it comes down to. I don't think I lack any ability to play in the NFL and start and play a tackle. It's technique, and Coach Lowry's going to help with that. He's already made a huge difference, and I feel even more confident going into this year. So that's just what, realizing that that's part of this boat, that's part of this journey as an offensive lineman, is just dealing with the ebbs and flows of, hey, could have done that better. Hey, that was actually pretty good. That's winning football, and slowly making that ratio more good than bad.
What does it say to you that this team finished 6-10? There was a lot of talk about making changes on the offensive line, and here we are. It's not even training camp yet, but right now the five guys are still where the five guys are.
I think when you have a losing record, everyone's on notice regardless. There should be no easiness. In particular, there's not. Regardless of what they did or didn't do, you should be looking to improve all the time. But especially when you go 6-10, I think everyone's, there's a sense of urgency. There has to be, from top to bottom. Even people that are established superstars, whatever, it's got to be urgency. So, me especially.
Marshall, I know you won't use this as an excuse, but if I remember correctly, towards the end of training camp, you suffered a pretty bad injury. I think it was your ankle. did that bother you in the beginning of the season? Did you try to work through that? And maybe did that affect your technique that you saw in film?
I've been playing football since I was 5. I've had all kinds of stuff. Until it's a true injury and it's not me being hurt, there's really not a... If I'm out there on Sundays, if I go and strap my cleats up and play, there's... I'm not relying on an excuse for, you know, whatever it might be. So, no. I'm trying to think of what it was. It might have been some serious, but if I decide to play, that's kind of thrown out the window. It's on crutch. I've had a back issue since I was a sophomore in college and I've dealt with. So that's nothing new, nothing I haven't handled. So, yeah.